AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. The death toll continues to rise in Nepal, even as strong aftershocks disrupt rescue efforts in Kathmandu and other areas badly damaged by yesterday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake. More than 2,100 people are known dead in Nepal, including Google executive Dan Fredenberg, among the at least 17 killed when an avalanche caused by the quake crashed into tents at a base camp on Mount Everest. Save the Children's Ben Pickering says while Kathmandu has been damaged, a number of remote villages have been devastated. And just getting aid and rescuers to those areas is a daunting task.
You've got dispersed communities. Infrastructure will be heavily affected, which means that certainly roads could be impassable. And that presents a number of challenges with reaching those most affected.
Pope Francis, after leading prayers in St. Peter's Square for the dead and the displaced, has called for the world to respond to the needs of the people of Nepal. Small bands of people broke away from other protesters to smash windows, loot, and rob in Baltimore yesterday as the others peacefully protested the police custody death of Freddie Gray. Mayor Stephanie Rawlings-Blake says the police were told to protect the demonstrators.
We tried to make sure that they were protected from the cars and the other, you know, things that were going on. We also gave those who wished to destroy space to do that as well.
Police say a dozen people were arrested. The Coast Guard continues the search for four people missing since a thunderstorm capsized a number of boats sailing in a race yesterday on Alabama's Mobile Bay. Randy Rutledge tells WKRG-TV he and his wife were in the water for 2 hours.
I had no choice but to hang on to that cushion and make it because I had to find her.
One person is dead, another man rescued last night during the search. This is AP Radio News. Reporters who cover Washington got a chance to dress up and huddle with politicians and celebrities at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. President Obama lampooned a number of people, including Hillary Rodham Clinton.
I have one friend. Just a few weeks ago, she was making millions of dollars a year, and she's now living out of a van in Iowa.
Bruce Jenner's big announcement, a ratings winner for ABC.
Nielsen says just under 17 million people watched ABC and heard Jenner say,
"For all intents and purposes, I am a woman."
The audience was the biggest for a non-sports show on a Friday since 2003. Friday is usually a light night for TV viewing. Jenner also was a big topic on social media.
Have an open mind and an open heart. I'm not this bad person. I'm just doing what I have to do.
Nielsen Social estimates 972,000 tweets were sent following the broadcast about the Jenner interview. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.